We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Good morning. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Lots to get to today. We will talk to Matt Velazquez, Milwaukee Bucks beat writer with the Journal Sentinel, 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, we're going to check in with Bob Nightingale, covering the MLB, breaking a lot of the news that's happened lately, including the big story, which we'll get to momentarily. Jared Weiss is going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. We're going to take a look at tomorrow night's game between the Celtics and the Bucks. We'll talk the Manny Machado thing in just a minute. He signs a huge contract with the Padres. Frames, I just wanted to tell you about a bad moment I had last night.
You did? Okay.
I guess it wasn't, like, terrible. Nobody should panic. But I was just scrolling through Twitter, and I saw a highlight of Isaiah Thomas.
Which one?
The current one.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, there's an NBA game on. I'm missing it. And then I realized, no, the NBA's not on tonight, nor is it on today, and it's not on until Thursday. I'm like having NBA withdrawals.
Yeah, I'm there with you. I'm having basketball withdrawals a little bit because, I mean, tonight Marquette and Butler, but that's not going to do it like Boston and Milwaukee tomorrow night. I mean, we're kicking it off the post All-Star break portion of the schedule with a bang tomorrow night, because I feel like the Bucks have, you know, the schedule, I don't think there hasn't been real sexy lately. I mean, they had some tough games in Indy and, you know, Chicago and all that, coming back and, you know, pulling away in the fourth quarter. But you look at this stretched games here. There's some real games to be excited about for the Bucks.
There's not.
I disagree.
What do you see?
Fiserv Forum?
Okay, you have the Celtics?
Yes.
Okay, then the Pacers coming
up?
Yes. The Lakers?
Yes.
The Sixers?
There you go. That is a great stretch of basketball right there, man.
Yeah, but in between there you have the Bulls and Kings and the Charlotte.
Hold on, I said at Fiserv Forum.
Yeah, they're on the road a lot coming
up. Games at Fiserv Forum. That's a great stretch of home games to go to.
All right, your home game stretch is Boston, Minnesota, 5 on the road, Indy, Charlotte, 3 on the road, Philly, LA, back-to-back. Yeah, all right, I can give you that.
Oh, absolutely.
I can give you that. I just think when we've talked about the schedule and we look at the schedule coming up, there's not a lot of teams that, I mean, there's teams that can and will beat the Bucks.
Going on the West Coast is never easy either. If you want to throw the road games,
right? We can do that, but there's not a lot of teams on the Bucks level.
No, but there hasn't been a lot of, I think, exciting. I mean, teams that you really want to go see play at Fiserv Forum as of late. Well, the Utah Jazz aren't going to do it for me. Dallas Mavericks. You know, I just think seeing Boston. I feel like it's been such a long time since Boston's been here. And when's the last time Philly was in town? Feel like it's been an eternity for them, too. But, I mean, seeing these two teams here in the next month, you know, Indiana's, you know, that's going to be a tough test. I mean, I think there's some good basketball. And, of course, LeBron makes his yearly appearance later on next month. So a good stretch of home games, I think, coming up to get excited about.
Yeah, have they not played Boston at home this year?
Maybe not. I don't recall that.
No, because they only play him 3 times this season.
I remember last year when they played him at home, one of the games was at the Mecca.
One was at the Mecca, and then obviously the playoff series.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does feel like the Bucks have played. Yeah, they've played in Boston.
But look at these
3
games.
3 straight times dating back to April.
Milwaukee and Philly coming up, you know, right around, I think that's the weekend before the NCAA tournament. It's a Sunday afternoon, 2:30.
Yeah, St. Paddy's Day.
How is that not? Is that going to be a nationally televised game?
Yes.
Or it is? Okay, I mean, there we go.
Yes, that's ABC.
That's like back in the old days when the Bucks and Phillies used to play on Sunday, Sunday afternoon. It'd be on CBS. It'd be a big deal. So this is a good stretch of games. Yeah, I'm fired up for that game with the Celtics tomorrow night.
All right, so there's still some competition here left for the Bucks.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That road, is it next week? It's a West Coast trip. Is that next week?
Yeah, they go on the road next Monday in Chicago, and then there's four out west.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a five-game
trip.
Never easy going out west. Never easy going out west.
They've got a bunch of national TV games coming up. There's both Laker games are on national TV. Yeah, ESPN and NBA TV.
Yeah,
which some of you don't count because some of you still don't get somehow. You get that, right?
NBA? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And MLB. The MLB renewal should be, that kind of, I get the automatic renewal.
Oh, you do extra innings?
MLB TV. Yeah. Extra innings, I think, is through satellite. MLB is just on your, on your iPad and your phone, and Apple TV it. It's like 118, but it automatically appears in your credit card. And all of a sudden you're like, what? $118 charge? What's that for? Oh, okay. MLB. You forget that it's an automatic renewal. You know, stuff like that. And same with the NBA. You somehow probably get it free both ways. You're probably using a friend of a friend's of a friend's password, right?
No, that's interesting to assume, but no, I don't get the MLB package.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
I watch MLB Network quite a bit. They do live look-arounds, but you usually get it, don't you, to watch the Cubs?
Yeah, and the Cardinals.
Yeah, and I hate those teams, so I don't want to watch them.
Well, but I don't hate, I hate them too. I just want to watch them because they're in the, in the same division as the Brewers and maybe Cincinnati too, if they're worth a damn, in Pittsburgh. I just like to see some of these teams who are coming into Milwaukee as well. But so many of these games are on national TV right now, and even on the NBA package. I mean, the teams you want to see: Boston, Philadelphia. They're on the NBA Network. They're on TNT. They're on ESPN. There's so much national television broadcast that, you know, does it even pay to have the package anymore?
For MLB, I don't think so.
No, Bart, NBA, too.
Probably not. I mean, if I got the NBA package, it'd be to watch Golden State.
Yeah.
They're on TV every time.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's a good team on TV, a good matchup, you don't have to go to the NBA package anymore. Chances are it's on ESPN, NBA TV, TNT. It's somewhere on national television. Maybe one of the national broadcasts on NBC. Who's got the ABC? Might be on ABC on a Sunday afternoon. So I'm going to have to second guess that down the road.
So you are getting the NBA now too?
Yeah, I've always got the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, NBA and MLB.
Because if you want to watch a good game, it's always on. If anytime Boston and Philly play each other, it's on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anytime Golden State and Houston play each other, it's on TV.
Because NBA TV shows so many games. And MLB TV for baseball, man, they pick up broadcasts of other teams, and it's like, okay, you'll put on the MLB Network and you'll have the Cubs game on there, and it'll be the Cubs broadcaster and say, man, why am I paying for this on the MLB Network when it seems like all their games, at least their important games, are on MLB Network?
Right, I would cancel that charge.
So yeah, I've got to give it one more year. And there's gonna be a lot of spring training games on, but you know, it's like this weekend. I was gonna watch see if the Brewers and Cubs were on spring training. If that the spring training, the package there. But it's like after you watch a couple of innings of spring training baseball, it's like, all right, next.
Well, we'll have Moustakas to watch it second. That'll keep us entertained.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's really the intrigue.
Well, I mean, this, you know, some of these other young guys get in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, all I want to do is make it through, because you know the lineups. There's no position battles really for the Brewers.
No, unless really those guys at first base suck or a Brad Nelson comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, there's no position battles. I guess so. It's like on to the regular season, because you know who your starting eight are going to be pretty much for opening day. You would guess so, but yeah. Back to the original thing, original question. I'm ready to get back in some sports here.
All right. So at the end of the show yesterday, I'm going to try to rearrange your TV viewing habits. I'd like you to get back into the WWE. I'd like you to watch the AAF. I would like you to cancel the NBA package because you don't need it. And I'd like you to cancel the MLB package because you don't need it either. There's day games on all the time, MLB Network. Yeah. We don't work during the day, so you can watch those games all the time. And then come the playoff race, if like it's locked in between the Cubs and Cardinals and Brewers, then you can get it when it's on a discount and watch the last month for like $20 instead of paying the $118.
Okay, so you're giving me some advice here, what you're saying.
Well, I'm offering you a way to kind of save some money.
Yeah, well, I'm never going to watch that.
Is there any piece of advice that you'll ever take from me?
Because
this is 2 days in a row I've offered you advice.
Bart.
And you are like disgusted by the fact that I'm offering you advice.
I think you, me
it's not that the advice is good or bad.
Well, here's
what
it is.
You just don't like that I would even ever present advice to you at all.
Well, your advice was to watch AAF, and I'm just not going to watch it. Do I got that right, or is it's AAF, right?
Well, I would like you to watch it so that we can talk about it.
Well, but I mean, I just don't want to watch it.
All right.
That's like me trying to force old school 82 Brewers or 80 Brewers on you. I know you don't want to go there, so I'm not going to force old school stuff down your throat. You know, I'm not going to say, geez, Bart, you need to go home and study the 82 Brewers. No.
I know everything I need to know about the 82 Brewers.
Lost in Game 7 against the Cardinals.
With every celebration they've had in the last 10
years.
So
I'm not going to tell you, here's the deal. I don't think you should give me advice, just like I won't give you advice. Because I know when you've let it known that you don't want to be told any advice at all. Like if there's something about the show or whatever. I know you get upset about it, so it's like I just let you be.
I'm giving you advice on how to save money.
Well, I'll figure that one out.
You told me, I don't think I need the MLB package. And then I said, you're right, you probably don't. And then you said, wait, are you giving me advice?
Well, you just told me, like four things that you're going to give me advice on. I know that I might not need the MLB package or the NBA, but watching the WWE again, God, you know what I do watch? I watch a lot of the wrestling. I watch the shoot interviews that I did on YouTube from guys from yesteryear. And, you know, these guys come out and they just talk about the wrestling business and they talk out of character, which I think is really, really cool.
A lot of those guys go on podcasts and do that now.
Yes, and I love those.
David tweets in and says, if you're a Brewers single season holder, you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You get the MLB package as a perk.
That's news to me.
Aren't you a 20 game guy?
20 game guy, but I don't.
Maybe you have to be an 81 game.
Yeah. God, if I got it as a 20 game package, somebody's not telling me something.
So if you did get it for free with that, and then you were still paying it, and my advice was cancel the one you're paying for, would you heed that advice?
Well, I would be smart enough to figure that one out.
I would hope so.
Be smart enough to figure it out. I got to tell you, yesterday, on my way home, I got pulled over. I got pulled over on 41 on my way home.
For what? Speeding?
No. No. Have you ever driven a ways and a cop is following you and you know something's up? A cop is following you. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
And you know something's up. So this is the middle of the afternoon and I'm driving on 41 and I'm northbound. And I'm like in, might be like in Washington County at this point. And this guy is switching lanes with me. And Shannon's right in back of me. And she's following me all the way. Every lane we switch, this guy. And I'm like, okay, this guy's looking for something.
Your lady friend.
Yes. Oh, yeah, girlfriend. Shannon. So, anyway, boom. Pulls us both over.
A double pullover?
Double pullover.
No, well, that doesn't happen.
It does. He went behind her, sounded the siren, so she had to pull over, and then he pulled in front of her and went in front of me. Went in front of her and pulled me over. So,
what?
He pulled both of us over, this guy. So, and then he came up to me and he said, or he went up to her and said, how come you're following him? Are you following him? Yeah, who's that? That's your boyfriend. Why are you following him? And he asked these questions like, you know, like we're up to something. So then he came over by me and said, "Sir, I'm pulling you over because your license plate does not match your car." Okay. So I'm like, "Come on. My license plate." They said, that they don't match. I said, "I've had this for, it's like 7 or 8 years. That does match. You got to have a, you know." So it was really nice, but still, I was not happy. Gave him the license, came back and said, "Nope, he had a wrong letter." And, you know, so after being detained there for a few minutes, got to go. But the sticker on my car, you know, the sticker for you that you put in your car to get your license renewed?
You're right.
Well, I had to stick mine on there with tape too, because it keeps, you know, the sticky substance on there doesn't always stick. And I tried sticking it on there when it was somewhat cold outside, and it didn't stick well, and I had to put some tape on it. And then, you know, he said, "Well, you probably should remove that tape on." I said, "Well, this damn thing doesn't stick on. You know, I mean, I'm tired of going to the DMV every time, and when this stuff doesn't stick, they give you a free one. It's, you know, stand in line." And that was it. But he mostly, the reason why he pulled me over is because he said my car did not match my license, but he had a digit off. And I was like, God, I was ticked off, because I was like, man, I'm in a hurry. I want to get home. It's a long day. And then we were sent on our merry way. But he questioned her. He's like, "Why are you following him? What, you know?" I was like, they were trying to find something on us, which they didn't do.
Well, I mean, I'd give you advice on the sticker, but you won't take it. So,
what's your advice on the sticker?
You don't want my advice?
No. I'll hear it. That's necessarily.
No, I'm in the impression that you don't want my advice on anything at all.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. So anyway, that's the story. That's what happened to me on my way home. And when that cop is following you, you're thinking, okay, I got to make every directional. I got to put the directional on for every turn. I got to just hold here. I can't go over the speed limit because they're going to find, he's looking for something. It's not a busy day trying to find something here to keep the, to keep the cops in 41. I don't know if there's a state, I don't remember if it was state patrol or Washington County or sheriffs or whatever it was. I was just looking to get out of there, but he was following me a good deal and, or about 5 miles or so. And finally, you know, here goes, pull over. I go, okay, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm glad it all worked out.
It did. It did. Didn't get handcuffed. Didn't get arrested. Didn't find any fines on me. Didn't get me for any fines. And on my way I went.
You got to look a lot harder if you're going to find something wrong on Chuck.
You are. You are. You know, if you're going to pull over my 1999 or whatever it is, a car, I'll say, you're not going to find anything wrong with it. Except that it's it needs repair.
414-799-1250. Matt is in Waterloo. Matt, good morning. What's up?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. Is this Waterloo, Iowa, or Waterloo where Tom Hamilton's from?
Iowa. I'm actually here for work, but I'm from West Dallas.
Okay.
This is first time for me calling in, so.
You've never called in to this show before?
That's correct, yeah. It feels like
the first time. I almost feel that you should play Waterloo by ABBA.
The system rejected it when I tried to put that in. Okay. It wouldn't let me.
So I see that you got some suggestions for me, Matt. What do you got?
Yeah, man. Like I listen to, or I watch YouTube TV to catch all my TV. That's $40 a month, and you catch all the stations, FSN, NBA, MLB. And I don't know why everyone just doesn't watch it or use it, because it's only $40 a month, and you get everything.
Bart, do you know anything about this? I mean, can you get the NBA package on there? And
can you get it like other NBA games or just those TV channels?
You get every single station that you want. It's totally legit, totally legal.
Can you watch like Padres, Dodgers?
Well, whatever's on the MLB, they have like, the games that they choose to play on the station. So you can't just choose whatever game you want to watch at any time.
Okay.
You just get the channels.
Okay. I'll look into it, because I am tired of paying for high cable bills too.
Yeah, you'll take Matt's advice?
Well, no. He's. I've heard this before though about the YouTube TV.
Yeah.
And Chuck, you should take my advice, because I'm also a funny guy. Like, I started listening to you back in the Goodrich days on the AM.
Oh, okay. Matt in Waterloo. Yeah. All right, where'd you go to high school?
Yeah, Goodrich.
Oh, good. Okay, that's where Bart actually is from.
Yeah. But yeah, I love your show, guys. So keep it up.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Have a good one.
What was funny about that?
Talk to you later. It feels like the first time. What's that?
What was the laugh for?
Oh, because he like no-sold it. He didn't care.
Oh, well, I was surprised that he told me he was the Fondy guy. When you're the Fondy guy, technically.
Hey, well, he listened to Ian Fondy.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll get to the Manny Machado stuff coming up. The next, like, 40 minutes, well, we're going to kind of follow what we've been talking about already. Money. Chuck's money, but really money in sports. Chris Middleton, Manny Machado, the game tonight between UNC and Duke that's, like, drawing Super Bowl prices. Money is a very prevalent thing in sports, and it's something that we end up talking about a lot. So we'll do that. We'll kind of follow the theme that we've started today so far. We'll talk Manny Machado and that signing with the Padres maybe 10, 15 minutes. But we do want to check in with Jonathan Charks with the Ringer. He will join us next to talk some Chris Middleton. Still a couple of days away from the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, tomorrow night, finally. It feels like forever. But they're back at it tomorrow. You've got your two All-Stars, Giannis and Chris Middleton. So what do you do with Chris Middleton? We found a guy that thinks, hey, you got to pay him. No matter what, you got to pay him. We'll talk to Jonathan Charks of the Ringer coming up next.
Hey, C-Spark.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman, Bryant, Stratton College Athletic Studios. Money is the topic of the hour. Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million with the Padres. We will get into that momentarily. Do want to talk some Chris Middleton coming up with Jonathan Charks, who will join us in a second from the Ringer. First, we've got to call Brian in Shorewood. Let's get out to our friend Brian at 799-1250. Brian, what's shaking?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm waiting on a client here in Charlotte, so I wanted to squeeze in. And, you know, you don't often, like I said, like in terms of a couple weeks ago, find a show that's got some wit, some humor, got a little betting on the side, got some good insight. You guys got a super good friendly producer, by the way, too. And like I said, you guys should be nominated for an Emmy because you guys, sometime by spring or summer, might have more coverage than Verizon. If you notice, there's not a week that goes by where at least 5 to 10 callers say, well, first-time caller. I told you the word is spreading through town, and one of my favorite phrases is that the proof is in the pudding.
Brian, you're very kind. You've been very kind the last few weeks.
Brian, you looking for some prizes?
I'm starting to feel like you want something.
Hey, I'm just being honest with you. It's not just me. Look at the callers that are calling in saying, hey, first-time caller. I told you the word is spreading through the gyms, through the bars, through the sporting events.
If we can prevent from killing each other sometimes and make it through the whole 4 hours, we're good.
But that's what adds to the show. You guys got it all going on.
Well, I know. That's what I...
You guys are kind of like...
I tell people when they ask me about our dynamic.
You guys are kind of like the sports talk of Texas Hold'em. See, anybody can play Texas Hold'em. Well, you're drawing all kinds of base and audience from high to low, from old to young, from working to unemployed.
Brian, so I feel like you get made fun of for listening to the show, so you like call in and convince yourself that it's cool.
Not at all. They're making fun of me. Why would all these other people saying first time caller? They're leaving other stations by droves coming to WSFB.
Well, we're here.
Yeah. Guys will be in the spring.
Well, I appreciate you looking out for us, man.
Thanks,
I really
Brian.
Do, and it's good to hear from you.
You're looking out for yourself by producing a good product. That's you, not me. I'm just a listener.
Brian, you're the man.
Brian, you are my favorite guy on earth.
Shorewood.
Oh, boy. Oh, well, I'm just saying, just listen to everybody calling. It's not me. You got hundreds and thousands of people flocking to WSSC.
Who are you picking up in your limo today?
I got an executive from Baird. He's at the gym here on Oakland, and I'm just sitting outside getting paid, waiting for him for his workout.
Oh, is he doing some yoga over there?
He's doing some yoga, and I don't know what else he's doing. There's with a couple guys, and I'm taking him to O'Hare.
Is he at Orange Theory or Anytime?
Anytime.
Okay.
All right.
Is there no driver-patient confidentiality?
Within limits, you know.
You know, I just drove by that Orange Theory, as you call it, for the first time the other day.
Yeah, my wife works out there.
Okay.
Yeah, she busts her ass. It's intense.
Well, that's good. You know,
I would never go there. What's up, Brian?
Is that hot yoga?
No, it's like a... It's like an intense workout. Okay. It's nothing yoga. What, Brian?
I said Shorewood's growing. They actually have more than 2 bars now with development going down Oakland Avenue. It's not like it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, they got like 4 bars now.
Not too often. Yeah, not too often you take somebody to Shorewood to work out.
All right. Thanks, Brian. You know,
see you, Brian.
One thing I've noticed about, and I was in Shorewood the other
day. I love that guy.
I was in Shorewood. I drove through Shorewood, and the Brady Street area is fantastic. You know, that old neighborhood there. But, man, sometimes trying to...
Well, that's
drive.
The east side.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but eventually turns into Shorewood. As you're going up Humboldt, I want to say. Do I have my street rights?
Yeah, I thinking of Oakland.
Okay, whatever. It eventually turns into Shorewood. But as you're on Brady Street area, man, some of those streets are so narrow, and people are parking on both sides of the street, like on Monday night. And you got to wait for one car to go down and the other car to go down.
I'm being a stickler because Brady's like 3 miles from Shorewood.
Okay.
So I just, you got to get your neighborhoods. You know, like when I say Greenville or Greendale or whatever the hell, and I confuse them, and you're like, no, no.
Well, no, no. I said as I'm driving from Brady Street north, because I'm eventually going to hit Shorewood.
Yeah, after a while.
Yeah.
But no, you are right on Brady. My brother lives off Brady, and I went to pick him up Saturday, and I like,
oh,
you can't, you got to wait 15 minutes to move.
You do. You do. I mean, it's such a cool area, though. We're at that Glorioso's over there.
Right.
And then up the Shorewood. Now, where Pitches is, that's Milwaukee, right?
I don't know what that
Humboldt,
is.
The Pitches restaurant?
I've never been there.
By the Bill Arcantina?
Yeah, that's Milwaukee.
That's Milwaukee, okay.
Yeah, that's off North and Brady. Yeah. So that's the East Side Roundup for today's show.
There we go.
Thank you to Brian. We're going to jump on the Great Midwest Bank hotline here to talk to Jonathan Charks. And we have to go to the Ringer, the national publication, to talk to somebody about Chris Middleton that wants to pay him. And it's not an issue really of want to pay him. It's almost an issue of need to pay him. Jonathan joins us again on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. Jonathan, you've been very pro Chris Middleton, and it's honestly refreshing to see, at least on my end.
Just from the outside perspective, I absolutely love his game. I think he's awesome. And like, if I was a team like Indiana or Utah, I'd pay him that in a second. For one, I just love how smooth he is. I think he's just like I think his combination of skills, a guy that tall who can shoot threes that many threes a game, can also create for others, can also defend. He's pretty much like the ideal, like, that's what you want, especially a second option to be. It's a guy who can score that well from the perimeter and also being a passer.
He's shown to be inconsistent. He'll have his 4 of 18 shooting nights. Is that worth a max deal?
I think so. I mean, part of it is just like the team itself, right? Like, there's a lot of guys on the team who need shots. It isn't like Middleton gets, like, you know, every night he just gets the ball. You got Aaron Bledsoe who needs shots. You got Malcolm Brogdon. Like, Middleton accepts his role, and there's value in that, too. Like, imagine if you had Jimmy Butler in there. He wouldn't be happy, like, being a complimentary player on some night. So that's part of it, too.
Talking with Jonathan Charks from The Ringer, wrote that article on Chris Middleton that we've been referring to for the last few weeks about the second option that the Bucks have with him. I think when people do look at Middleton, the money obviously is, I mean, that's a lot of money for anybody. It's about what Aaron Rodgers is making for our beloved green and gold. But when you look at it, when Giannis has been out, he hasn't, like, Middleton doesn't like take over and be the number one. His stats are down, but also he is playing less and taking a reduced role. I just think that Bucks fans have a hard time. I think they're going to have to pay him. I don't think they're going to have a choice. I don't think they're going to get any of these other guys. Is it in the Bucks' best interest to then keep Middleton? Or if you're the Bucks, do you let him walk and do you try to go sign somebody else? Or I just think, Jonathan, not to answer the question I just asked you, but I think that Middleton is such a good fit next to Giannis that that's the route they're going to go.
Yeah, that's the other part of it, too. It's like Middleton not only, like, because he's a good three-point shooter, he complements Giannis, as you were saying. And I think the whole thing about the money, you got to remember, like, the NBA's economy is all kind of messed up. Like, Giannis would make, like, $80 million a year, probably, honestly, in an open market. But because he's maxed out, it means other guys get paid more money than otherwise be worth up in those situations. So I think, like, the money has to kind of go away. It doesn't really matter, right? Because, like, Giannis really should be making $80 million. But because he's not, it means other guys are making more money than they would because of that.
Well, and that's why I think the NBA's got the perfect system. I mean, I wish baseball had a system like that, where I'd be fine with that, because the baseball system is out of whack right now, and now the Players Association's not happy, but I think the NBA, with the luxury tax and all that, and the salary cap, I think they got the perfect, they got it right ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think the individual max salary is good for the league. I think it allows you to create better teams. And I think, like, for the players' union, it's good for them because it makes other guys, it spreads the money around a bit, right? By capping a guy like Giannis' salary, it lets Scott Middleton make more money than otherwise. To get back to your original question, like, I think Middleton, yeah, maybe if he was the number one somewhere else, he wouldn't be as effective, but he's the perfect number two. Like, I think Alex Frank's win the piece, like, if you look at Philadelphia, right, so Philadelphia has Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler. Now, all three of those guys are bigger names than Chris Middleton, but none of those guys would be as effective next to Giannis as Middleton is. Like, Giannis couldn't do what Giannis does if he's playing with Embiid or Simmons or Butler, because those guys don't space the floor.
How much do you think what the Bucks do in the playoffs is going to affect their decision to try to retain Middleton? Like, if they go to the finals, you know, you're going to want to keep that together as much as you can. But if they get bounced in the second round, assuming they even get that far, they haven't in like 20 years, do you think that the Bucks could look at this and say, well, I mean, he's a good fit, but we got to try to win, and so maybe a change would be necessary?
Well, I mean, what's the plan B, though, really? Like, you're not going to get Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson or Kawhi Leonard. So, like, I don't really see many other options for me, honestly. Like, what – Milwaukee is not exactly a freedom destination where guys are – Anthony Davis is going to come there in 2 years. So what are the other options?
Well, I mean, by that way, Milwaukee is never going to be an option, and so Milwaukee is always going to have to play with an arm tied around their back, right?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say, like, you want to show that you reward your players. Like, Middleton is a guy you developed. Now he's become an all-star. Well, now about the next part of the thing is pay your players, right? Like, the other young guys can see that and say, wow, this is taking care of its own guys. I think that's how you establish yourself as a team. And, I mean, realistically, maybe in a year or two, if it comes to it, you can maybe trade Middleton for someone else down the road if you have a long-term contract. But if you let him walk for nothing, you don't have the asset. You just have cap space that might not become anything at all.
Talking with Jonathan Charks from The Ringer, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Bucks currently in first place in the Eastern Conference. You've got the Raptors, the Celtics, the who was the other one? The Sixers, and then the Pacers are hanging around. Is this the Bucks conference to lose right now? And if so, or even if not, who's the team you see giving them the most challenge if they're trying to still play late June?
I mean, I would say probably Boston. I think Boston's just overall talent is really high. They're still kind of figuring out their team and the rotation and the pecking order. But I think Milwaukee's the best team. Like, I think to me right now they are the favorite in the East. I think they're perfectly balanced. Everything really fits well together. Giannis and MVP of the league this year. So to me, Milwaukee's a team to beat. And I'm thinking with this playoffs, it'll be more about the coaching and how they adjust their matchups and their lineups over the course of the playoff series and the players. That's what I'm looking for right now in the playoffs for them.
It's Jonathan Charks with The Ringer. You can follow him, Jonathan Charks, on Twitter. It's TJARKS. Just wrote the article. We referred to it quite a bit last week, so good to talk to Jonathan on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. 414-799-1250 is your way to get on these phones, or we check in with Dave in Brown Deer. Dave, what's happening?
Hi, Dave.
Morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
All right.
Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this topic with the gentleman from The Ringer. I mean, there's a couple things I disagreed with as far as what he had to say. He said that guys like Embiid and Butler and some of these guys wouldn't be good fits with Giannis. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's a superstar. I mean, you're already seeing that he's making everybody better around him as is. And one other thing that he said is he said that, you know, guys like Middleton, and he mentioned draft and develop. Middleton wasn't a guy that we drafted to begin with. So to me, a guy like Brogdon is somebody who we drafted, who I consider to be a better option. I mean, that's a type of guy that I'd like to keep in the fold more so. I mean, he's talking about Middleton being a secondary option, and this is something we've talked about before. I don't really see Middleton even as the second best option on our team. I'd more so say Bledsoe or, you know, maybe even Brogdon. You know, we haven't seen what Mirotić has to offer. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah. I want to know, well, real quick, Dave, like, what's the number that would be fine for you for Middleton?
I'm thinking, I mean, 20? I'm fine with 20. I mean, I just think that 30 max is a little bit too rich for my blood. I like him as an option. I mean, I think he's a solid NBA player. But, I think that's just way too much for a guy like Middleton. You know, when you see guys like Sterling Brown and other guys that are even lower on our roster shooting a little bit better clip than he is, I just think it's more so volume for him than it is quality. That I think that I wouldn't call Middleton a dime a dozen player, But as you guys talked, I didn't see him as a 22, 23 best player in the NBA, in my opinion, at all.
Yeah, yeah. I think with Middleton, I hear you with the volume thing. And as far as, you know, the people thinking that Middleton was like a homegrown talent, I think that's a perception around the league. They don't realize that they got him in the Brandon Jennings trade from Detroit. Yeah, you know, Middleton kind of earned his wings here. But, yeah, he's not the first guy, though, I've heard say that, Bart, where a guy was, oh, Middleton, you know, they're growing with these young guys, you know, from the very beginning. Yeah, they grew with Middleton, but he didn't start off here.
No, Middleton, Dave, thanks for the call. I mean, he, like, seems like he was a draft pick.
Yeah.
Because nobody knew who he was. He was a throw-in in that Jennings Knight deal. Mm-hmm. So nobody knew who he was until he started playing with the Bucks. Who remembers Middleton on the Pistons? Nobody.
Oh, no, no.
Nobody.
That's so, why he earned his stripes here.
That's why some people do run into that obstacle. Let's get to Artie Cudahy quick before we talk about Machado. What's up, Artie? Oh, sorry, Artie. What's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Artie.
Good. So just two quick things. Like, I think this is the weird thing about being Milwaukee, you know, being a small market team, is you will see what Middleton thinks of himself. Like, he wants to get paid. We probably have to offer him, like, pretty close to the max, if not the max. But maybe he thinks he's a number one. I don't know what he thinks of himself. I really am interested to see what he like, he had a great All-Star game. I'm sure he got a chance to mingle with other stars. Like, I wonder what he personally sees himself as in the bigger scale of his career. And the other point that I want to make is, like, I can't get enough of Sterling Brown, T.J. Wilson. I think they both have very high ceilings. I think those are a big part of the future to come. So, thanks, guys.
It was for Middleton a few years ago. He played, I don't know if you heard this story, he played with Pop. Pop coached him in some summer All-Star team, and that Pop selected him for. And Pop pulled Middleton over because he saw Middleton struggling a little bit. And then Middleton, he felt that Middleton didn't think that he fit in with the rest of the stars. And Pop went up to him and said, "Chris, you're on this team for a reason. You belong here." That was big. That was big, Middleton said, for his career, to have Pop come up to him and say, "Hey, man, you belong here. You belong here with the rest of these good players." Now, I don't think he's number one option either. I think there's no NBA team that thinks he's a number one option. Number two, but not number one.
No, and Kevin Durant's come out and said some really, really good stuff about Middleton. Off the top of my head, I can think of him. There's been other players that have said he's a perfect teammate. He does everything. I feel like when we just talked to Dave, $20 million is where a lot of people would go, but the $30 million is probably going to be what it's going to cost to retain him.
Yeah, so we'll see.
It's going to be, you know, a difficult situation. And when we asked Jonathan Charks there, I think it is going to depend on the playoffs. If they go to the finals or the Eastern Conference Finals, Middleton is coming back. And if they don't get past the second round, well, then all options are on the table again.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I mean, it's tough to say how, you know, who's, I mean, there's been guys who've been on playoff teams, our baseball team, that they got to the postseason, then, you know, they're not with the team next year. I mean, who knows how this is going to work out? But I think the All-Star game, you know, we've gone back and forth about the All-Star game. I think what was good for that All-Star game is Middleton to play in a high-profile game like that and to do well in it. That could only give that guy a little bit more confidence when it comes to playing in big moments like he did last year in the postseason against Boston. I mean, the more big moments that guy plays in, the better it is for his career.
Yeah, and we'll see tomorrow, you know, against the team that he's had success against recently, if it pays off right away when the Bucks take on the Celtics again tomorrow night. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Coming up, we're going to talk to Manny Machado. He signs the largest deal a free agent has ever signed. And then we'll get into the Packers. They are being named as a team that could be in the Antonio Brown sweepstakes by a lot of people that spend a lot of time watching a lot of football. So some interesting stuff there we'll get into past 7 o'clock. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Your gut feeling right now, knowing everything we know and obviously everything we don't, how will the Packers do this season? We'll talk about that with you in 15 minutes. The San Diego Padres
lurking in the shadows over this entire winter. They are the ones that come up with the deal for Manny Machado. 10 years, $300 million for the former Dodgers Orioles shortstop. Third baseman, shortstop, wherever they're going to play him. $300 million, so that's $30 million per. The White Sox also in, but they wouldn't guarantee off the bat, according to Bob Nightingale, who will join us 9:20, that entire $300 million. So Manny took the guaranteed money. He goes to a place where it's nice to play. It's nice weather. The income tax is going to get him. He's going to give like $40 million of this back in state income tax. But the Padres are a team that's sort of been building up their farm system, number one by ESPN, number one, I think, by Baseball Reference when it comes to the farm system. They made a big signing last year with Eric Hosmer, who had a disappointing year, but then they also now make this signing. I'm not saying the Padres are going to win the World Series. I don't know if they'll make the playoffs. I do like what they're doing, but more under the microscope is this contract, the richest contract a free agent has ever signed. Giancarlo Stanton signed 13 years, $325 million, as an extension a couple of years ago, but for the open market, this, Chuck, the richest one ever.
Yeah, and when that came on midday yesterday, 10 years, and the, you know, it started off as 250 being reported, then 300 million, and it's like, I didn't think he'd get that much. I thought the later it went that he was not going to get that type of cash, but okay, more power to him, first of all, if he's going to get that, but San Diego will be regretting that deal down the road, man. He will not be paying 10 years, playing 10 years, because when the Padres are six games below the 500 mark in July, maybe, and he's not running out ground balls and doing that sort of thing and not wanting to play for a bad team like he did with Baltimore, I could see there being some problems again.
So what should he have gotten?
I thought maybe 200, maybe. I thought 8 years, 175. Would have been fine. And that's the number initially I heard.
Now
the White
Sox. I got to do math on what that is per year.
Well, no, 8 years, 175, because.
All right, that's about 22 a year.
Yeah. I don't think the guy's a $30 million a year guy. I don't. Especially like a team like the Padres. Where are they getting that money?
Still under 100. They could still go sign Bryce Harper if they wanted.
Well, I mean, okay, but how good are they going to be? Nobody's going to their games. If you look at their games on TV, Bart. On any given day, man, there's nobody at those games. There's no atmosphere at a San Diego Padres game. You know, you go to Miller Park, and it was a party atmosphere. There's people at these games. Padre games. I mean, is there even a Padre fan in San Diego? This even move the meter in San Diego? Anybody even care down there?
They're the only professional team there now.
Yeah, but still.
They're trying to do what, like, the Spurs are to San Antonio and the Trailblazers are to Portland. They're trying to be, you know, a signature piece of that city. And I know you can look back recently, last 10, 15 years after really Tony Gwynn left or retired, they haven't done anything.
No.
So you think of them as a sorry franchise, but I'm telling you, they have been taking steps to get better.
Oh, they did. I mean, the
farm system is great. You can eventually trade those guys for big league talent. I don't just think that some bad team spent money. The Padres, again, they're not going to win the World Series this year, and I don't know if they'll make the playoffs, but they will be contending sooner rather than later.
We'll see. I mean, that remains to be seen. But
do a Padres bet?
No, I'm not going to do a Padres bet. Right. No. I looked at the schedule. They're not at Miller Park. Padres aren't here till like the last homestand of the year against the Brewers. They're here for like a four-day stretch, a Monday through Thursday, but it's not until like the last week of September that they're here. I was like looking, okay, when is Machado going to be here? See, by then, Machado, he would have well mailed it in by the time the Padres, in fact, they might even shut him down at that point because he doesn't want to play anymore.
Do you think anyone's worth 10 years, $300 million guaranteed, or do you just not?
No.
That's too much.
I don't think Harper is.
Would you pay Christian Yelich right now 10 years, $300 guaranteed?
You know, I might pay. I mean, I want to see a little bit more Yelich. He had this great year, and I'm not saying he's not a good player. I just want to see a little bit longer of him. And I think that's the way. That's the one good thing about baseball is you got to be a 6-year vested veteran to get your big payoff. And I just want to see a little bit more of Yelich. Again, he had a terrific year, and I've seen this before where guys have had terrific years and they've never had that type of year ever again.
You saying Yelich is Pat Listache?
Well, I don't want to see that happen. But he had a better year than Pat Listash had when he won the Rookie of the Year. But,
right.
I mean, Yelich was terrific. I thought he'd be good, but I didn't know he'd be this good. And, I don't know. I just think I'd like to see salaries come down for teams like Milwaukee for their sake. And I just feel when teams sign this, it's like when Cespedes signed with the Mets. I mean, he signed that big contract, and you know, he's been hurt. I just, $25 million. Was Cespedes really worth $25 million? Was David Price really worth the $30 million he got?
None of these guys are worth any of this.
But I'm just saying.
You know, it's way too much money to play a game.
Well, it's the value is, but if they're going to make money off you, it's different. I think LeBron James is worth $80 million with the Lakers, if he got that, because look at what he brings. Giannis is worth every dime, $25 million. What does he bring in with notoriety?
Would you pay Giannis 10 years, 300 guaranteed right now?
That I would.
Okay.
Because, but Bart, look what in basketball, I think it's a little different because look what he brings to the Bucks. Take Giannis away from the Bucks, and what are the Bucks? Not making the playoffs. Take Machado off of San Diego. I mean, are they dramatically better? With Machado, is he going to be that much of a difference maker? NBA, one guy, one superstar can make a world of difference.
Right. It's a completely different game.
Yeah. I mean, take LeBron off the Lakers, and they're for sure a lottery team. All right. And if he's out there, you know, they're fighting for an eighth seed, even though he's missed a bunch of games. But, Giannis, if you could say right now 10 years, $300 million, I mean, you would do that in a second if you could sneak that one in.
So basketball, you'd be willing to. Football, I don't know what a good example is. Rodgers is getting up there. What about Mahomes? Would you pay Mahomes 10 years, $300 million?
As long as it's not guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Well, not guaranteed.
Now, if he gets hurt, you get out of it.
Well, if he gets hurt, then you get out of it. I want to see a little bit more from Mahomes, too. I mean, he had a great first year. Let's just see a little bit more. See, I when a guy has an initial splash like that, I always want to give him some time. See, with Giannis, he's had enough of a lifeline where we know he's great. I mean, Giannis is just all of a sudden not going to become a 15-point-a-game guy. He's becoming better and better and better every year. We've seen him for 6 years.
799-1250. Let's go to Alex, who's in Glendale. Alex, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. One thing I will never understand about these baseball contracts is why are they doing 7, 8, 10 years? I mean, you want to pay Machado $30 million a year, that's fine. Why don't you do 4 years, 120, or 5, 150? Like, think about where you guys were a decade ago. I mean, I was in high school a decade ago. Like, I couldn't imagine getting a 10-year offer.
I was selling cable at Charter.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
The guy could turn into Eddie Lacy and gain 40 pounds in the offseason. You never know. And, you know, I know these contracts all have stipulations that, if he gets hit by a bus, we're not paying his family or whatever. But, like, that's just one thing I never understood with baseball is Giancarlo Stanton a while ago, he got some crazy, I think, like 7 years, $210 million or something.
13, 325.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 13 seasons? Are you serious? Like, what? I just don't understand how these teams are willing to bet that, especially in a sport, especially in baseball, where these contracts are essentially all guaranteed minus, like, you know, what insurance companies would call acts of God. Like, I just don't get that at all. I mean, think about, like, what, look at Ryan Braun. What if we paid him 10 years, $200 million in 2008? I mean, what? You know, like,
they did pay him a pretty big, they did give a pretty good contract.
Oh, yeah. Well, he got a great contract. Yeah. And I remember hearing that he gets some kind of bonus if he, like, retires with the Brewers or something like that.
But if this was Braun, I mean, today, they would ask Braun to take a salary reduction. It'd be like a Clay Matthews thing. They would be asking him to reduce, or Jordy Nelson. They'd be asked Braun, they wouldn't want to pay Braun $20 million. They'd ask him to take a salary reduction. If they could get out of that contract, the Brewers would.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. More on the Brewers. It seems like they are at their capacity when it comes to that payroll. Possibly not. We'll get into that maybe 35 minutes or so. I want to talk some Packers with you guys. Rumors that Antonio Brown could potentially wind up in Green Bay. We heard from the coaches this week. We know there's going to be a lot of instruction for Rodgers. So before the draft, before free agency, before any of that, what's your gut feeling on how 2019 is going to go with a first-year head coach trying to get through Rodgers? 799-1250. We'll share ours. We'll read and hear from you. All coming up next on The Fan.
The Milwaukee Basketball Hour is tonight. I'm Bill Michaels. Join me, Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin, and George Hill as our special guest. We hope to see you facing the crowd at the garage next to Hi-Hat on Brady. That's tonight, 6 to 7, the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Owning a home, it's one of the major steps of adulthood. And you do a lot of research into the home you buy to make sure it's the perfect fit. So how come with home insurance, we're always like, yeah, fine, just give me the first one, I don't care. Are you sure that your current home insurance covers everything you need it to cover in your home? Let me tell you about Hippo. It's a new home insurance company that I just discovered, and oh my goodness, I've got a friend that could have really used them. You see, he's big into podcasting, state-of-the-art equipment, high tech, all in his house. But unfortunately, he just went through a robbery. All of his equipment gone. Thought it'd be covered with home insurance? No. These policies were written back in the 1960s. They didn't plan for podcast equipment or even computers like your laptop. They're so outdated. It's time for a more updated, more modern home insurance. And you can find that at myhippo.com. The website is super easy and it's real quick. Just 60 seconds, you'll get a quote. I checked on my home on myhippo.com the other day. When I compare it to my current home insurance, I feel like I'm getting robbed. I found out I can save up to 25% by switching. Check it out today. Get a quote, myhippo.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.